Denise Weaver lives in Sanborn Park, near Norwood. Her and her husband have lived there for 10 years. For the first time this spring, they heard something a little unfamiliar.
Well, we have 10 acres of property, and we have a garden that we're expanding. And we were out there, you know, constructing parts of the garden, and we were hearing these strange noises. And it was sort of like this humming noise. And my husband eventually sort of studied the trees and found what looked like a little locust.
Denise asked around, and eventually a local farmer said that they were probably cicadas and not to be worried at all. Still, she had some questions.
You know, based on the fact that we were hearing these cicadas for the first time in, you know, 10 years, is there actually a cycle where there's an 11-year cicada in the Colorado vicinity? And if there is, you know, is it triggered by, you know, temperature? Is it because we've had a lot of rain, or is it because it's dry? And do they actually evolve to the point where they, you know, cause damage to the trees or to gardens or, you know, crops and things like that?
Hi, Denise. This is John Cooley.
John Cooley is a researcher at the University of Connecticut. He's studied cicadas extensively.
There are a couple of interesting things to note about your situation and the question that you asked. First of all, as you noted, these are cicadas, although you called them locusts. And that's something that's interesting. It's unusually American to call these animals locusts. And that goes back to the 1600s in Massachusetts, when colonists who were of a religious mind first experienced periodical cicadas and thought it was a biblical plague. And ever since then, people in North America have tended to call cicadas locusts. Now, along with that has come a lot of bad connotations. We know that locusts are grasshoppers. They go around eating up crops and doing things like that. For the most part, however, our North American native species of cicadas aren't known to be crop pests.
He says that periodical cicadas have life cycles of 13 or 17 years, and they're found mostly on the eastern half of the U.S. His guess is that Denise heard and saw a species of Okanaga cicada. They spend years and years underground, but they don't always emerge at once. They're not all synced up with each other.
And sometimes the Okanaganas have boom and bust years. We don't know what causes the boom years or the bust years. It's not strict periodicity, but it seems to be some kind of condition dependence. The growing seasons, the years have been such that they all reach the right size at the right time, and then out they come.
Really, there's a lot about non-periodical cicadas that we don't know. We don't know what signals, what triggers they look for to come out of the ground.
But the periodical cicadas are easy to work with, and there is a project ongoing with them that is directly tied into asking the questions about climate and what has this done to them in the past, and what is it going to do in the future. One of the most powerful figures in climate change research is a silhouette of the state of Michigan, and it's superimposed on various parts of the continental U.S. You know, what would the climate of Michigan be like in 40 years under various climate change scenarios? The most extreme has that Michigan, that thumbprint down in Texas. But that's also fallacious because the ecosystems won't respond that fast. The trees they need won't respond that fast. So you're more likely to see ecosystems get radically remodeled.
And by radical remodeling, he means possible regional extinctions of cicadas. Hopefully that extreme scenario does not play out, and the cicada song is still heard in these parts 50 years from now. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.